I'm Clay Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Forgive us tonight. We are on edge here in the studios because a number of our families may be having to leave their homes. We're getting reports of stage one evacuation notices in some parts of the areas where we live, where Ron lives, Ron Patton, my producer, also where my producer's mother lives. And I still haven't heard from Janine or some of my other friends who live east of here. But for those of you checking on Facebook, we had a major cloud of ash and soot and smoke just engulfed the entire city again tonight. Called my sister this morning. You know, if you're in the Atlantic or if you're in the Gulf, all right, you hear people talk about hunker down, it's going to be a bad storm, perfect storm. Well, guess what? Utah had a storm move through there that can be classified as a hurricane. Gusts reaching up to 99 miles per hour, a Category 2 storm. If it was a hurricane, it'd be a Category 2. I mean, it wasn't a hurricane. I mean, you can't have the tropical depression of the hurricanes because it's not forming over the ocean. But we saw the University of Utah, my sister said, 89 to 90 miles per hour, Hill Air Force Base up to 90, maybe 100 mile an hour winds. And these are sustained winds. Powerful tropical storm sustained winds, and they do considerable damage. Okay, when you're looking at 96 to 110 mile an hour winds, you've got extensive damage. Anything beyond that? Devastating, catastrophic. I saw some pictures coming out of Utah, which are really interesting. They're saying the winds were clocked in at like maybe 100 miles an hour, but I'm looking at pictures where trees and sod were lifted from the ground. Now, that happens in 150 mile an hour winds, okay? If winds get up to 200 miles an hour, it starts taking the skin off cows because there have been tornadoes that are known to do that. So this storm had winds that were a lot higher, I think. I think that they clocked them in at about 99, but there's some areas, I'm sure, that got gusts higher than that. I mean, it's just amazing the way the weather has turned, amazing how the fires are burning. You know, there's an old saying when the USA catches a cold, the rest of the world comes down with pneumonia. We are the butterfly effect capital of the entire world. And it goes without saying that the weather that we've had, the strange weather we've had, we talked about geoengineering. We talked with Jim Lee about what's happening. We talked about the smoke moving through. And this is kind of a continuation of this because when you look at the fires that are currently burning, most of them in California, this is going to create a butterfly effect. And what is most disconcerting is that there are some people, mainly those who have a track record of destroying property, they're going to exploit the situation with what is called spontaneous pyroterrorism. Now, the West and the Pacific Northwest are on fire. And again, it seems that the regions badly hit are areas where progressive leadership stands idly by and lets people become refugees in their own state. Not only do we watch the cities burn, with the rioters, the looters, and the protesters or agitators or the demonstrators. But now we're watching the lands burn around the cities. And people are being told to evacuate. People are told to be prepared. Right now it's prepare yourself. That's what stage one is for areas where I was saying. Stage one is prepare yourself. Get the stuff ready to go. Two is, it's like get ready, get set, go. Two, three, and then by three, you're out of your house. And you don't stay there. And this is why I told people days ago, months ago, I said, start preparing again. Okay. I said, you got 60 days to get prepared. And it's happening a lot quicker than I thought. That's why I constantly talk about preparewithgroundzero.com. I say, go there. We have the cheapest food. We have one of the cheapest food outlets you can get for food and stocking up on stuff like this. Because if you're surviving now, it's going to get a lot difficult in the future because it just seems to me that we are now in a scorched earth policy type of epoch, okay? And you look at California, now that's the hotspot right now. And when a state that boasts the fifth largest economy on the planet has been put in such great jeopardy via such destructive and unrelenting pyroterrorism, you can expect it to affect more people than just the immediate evacuees that have lost their lives and lost their property. We all know that the California wildfires take place like clockwork during two predictable seasons every year. I mean, that's not in question. Okay. What is in question is whether or not geoengineering has been used to create the conditions necessary for a firestorm or firestorm conditions in order for the usual gang of idiots to exploit or maybe even help in igniting the fires to send a message. Everything burns. And the inactions of just condemning the violence and condemning the fires and condemning the destruction are not enough to get the job done. And when you're stretching first responders, when you're stretching firefighters to the very brink, you're spreading them out far, you're not going to get anything done. You just have to stand and watch everything burn. I mean, we've seen major cities set ablaze during the nonstop rioting in some areas, and local authorities are asking the protesters now to not use fireworks or Molotov cocktails because the situation is so volatile that all it takes is one careless act. All it takes is one person who's careless to have the potential to start that devastating spark where buildings catch on fire, where brushed wildfires happen. People all over the country right now are experiencing some type of apocalyptic weather or some type of apocalyptic fire or some type of geophysical situation. This is your planet right now. This is how it is. And I even read a headline today that mentioned how fires such as these can be weaponized by agitators, rioters, and looters. However, there's still a small group of people that believe the geoengineering and other factors may play a role in the spontaneous fire starting that seems to be a flashpoint at this time in the country. I mean, this year the fires have become too numerous. And, of course, fire crews are being stretched so thin right now. And as the fires burn, many people don't realize the impact that they will not only have on the economy. I mean, this will affect the economy. Remember, fifth largest economy in the world, but it's going to affect the economy. It's going to have an effect on the weather, okay? It's going to cool things down. The cloud cover, I mean, right now everything's hot, okay? But the cloud cover dims the sun. You need to understand this. It dims the sun. It creates certain things where, you know, it'll get cooler a lot quicker, because right now we're looking at pyrocumulus clouds that are the equivalent of what we see coming out of volcanoes over California right now. What we're seeing right now over Oregon is the equivalent of what you see if Mount St. Helens or Mount Rainier or Mount Hood were to erupt. This is the kind of stuff we see, the ash falling from the air. This is typical. Right now we're in darkness and the visibility is poor. It looks like a winter's night without the snow. We haven't had ash yet, but I'm sure we'll be seeing ash fall soon. This is like the upside down from Stranger Things. This is something that is, I mean, the effects of the massive fires are far more longstanding than those of COVID-19. And again, I can only assume that the globalists waiting to implement their Great Reset are eager to tell us that all of this is a result of climate change, when it is obvious that most of what we're seeing here appears to be intentional. And what I mean by that is it's an intentional exploitation in order to draw America to its knees, begging for help from groups like the United Nations and the World Economic Forum, all those who are meeting at Davos to decide our fate, because America is in trouble right now. You know, you may not think it's in trouble. You may think that everything's under control, but it's not under control. Okay? No matter what you may say about President Trump, no matter what you may say about whatever's happening here, it's gone to the point of insurrection. It's out of control now. You go and you could turn on the news, okay, and you'll find that they'll be blaming everything from the fires to the weather to whatever's happening on Donald Trump. This is where we are now. This is where we are now. And no one has fought back. No one has said stop. No one is going in and doing anything. They are helpless. We are looking into the headlights right now. Now, either we're going to move, we're going to prepare in case we're told to leave. Right now, we're charging. We have to be charging our chargers. We're charging our phones. We have to be ready for anything. We're checking our families. We're calling our moms. We're calling our wives. We're calling our friends just to make sure that everything's okay. They, you know, and before, None of this has affected my family. But we are within 12, maybe 15 miles away from where I live, Mount Hood area. A friend of mine lives out near Troutdale where, of course, there's fires burning. She could be called out. But Ron got a call from his significant other, and she said, oh, by the way, we may have to leave. So everything right now is edge of the seat type of thing. This is what we're doing here from Ground Zero tonight, is edge of the seat. And, you know, if you're safe where you are, you may want to pop some popcorn. It's going to get interesting tonight because we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to talk about as we look out in the sky and we see that the clouds are gathering, and they're not clouds that are bringing rain. They're bringing with them ash and smoke. And yes, there is lightning being seen in these clouds as well. It's scary, but true. There is lightning being seen. I had someone post a picture of a red flash that came out of the clouds. I said, that's lightning. It happens. Because this stuff generates the type of electricity that can make this stuff happen. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Tonight, an overview of what has been happening in the last 24 hours, weather-wise and with the fires. It's certainly a very interesting time to be alive at this moment. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. We'll be back.
I'm Clegg Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts, or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.